What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Chris Woolsey, our streaming correspondent, is here.
And also to you, Ryan. And we were actually just having this discussion in the Crackle office this morning about how you are supposed to announce holidays that sort of have a some sort of negative aspect to them. Like, you know, Juneteenth is the freedom of slavery, but it seems a little awkward to be like, hey, happy freedom of slavery day. I don't know how to do that.
You know what? Even happy Juneteenth seems better than happy Memorial Day, because it's like you're not really supposed to be, you're supposed to be almost somber if you're celebrating Memorial Day, you know?
Right. Totally. So, yeah, it's definitely a difficult one for sure.
Yeah, I haven't figured that out, so I'm glad you haven't either. I'm glad you were having that discussion and still came to no good conclusion, because that's where I am.
I got nothing for you.
Chris, with it being Memorial Day weekend, I'm glad that you're here because you have some streaming options for us, and I've been kind of talking all weekend here about how we have tons and tons of options for you. I did another segment where I talked about some other stuff I've been watching. So, Chris, what do you have that we should be watching this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. We have got a ton of Memorial Day content on Crackle this month, but really every month. We really lean heavy on documentaries, which sometimes are kind of hard to come by. We have a lot of them on Crackle, and then we've got a lot of great military features as well. So one of the ones that I'm most excited about, and it's because I feel like in the media world, it's kind of one of the forgotten wars, and that is World War One. We've got this great movie called Flyboys, which highlights the bravery of pilots in World War One, and it's starring James Franco. Really good performances, but I just think it's interesting because flight was really in its infancy when the war started in 1916, and you know, a lot of these guys were literally learning how to fly just days before they were going up into battle. Like it was a little bit crazy. And I feel like pilots in World War One are a sort of a subset of an already ignored war in terms of media and movies. So this Flyboys is really worth checking out. It's very well done. And I thought it was fascinating because it's a world I know nothing about.
Yeah, I'm glad you started with Flyboys because that is one that I do believe that I've seen. It's been a bit, but you're right about World War One. That is a war, you know, it's so far past our generation now that all of the stories are secondhand, which in our lifetime, World War Two was not. You know, we knew people who fought in World War Two who could tell us what it was like. We're getting pretty... You know, that's getting pretty strained at this point. But I do love looking at things that show even just the technology, like you were saying about World War One with Flyboys.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, you know, every day we lose more and more of the firsthand knowledge of what it was like to be in those situations. I've had the incredible blessing to be able to talk firsthand with quite a few World War II veterans. I worked on a screenplay for a film about B-17 crews, and I interviewed a family friend who was a belly gunner who has since passed away, and then actually went to the Air Museum in Palm Springs and got to interview an entire crew who are docents there who flew various positions on a B-17 in battle. So it was pretty incredible and just an invaluable experience to be able to hear the words directly from the mouths of the heroes who experienced them.
Chris, I don't know if you're like this, but with war content in general, if it comes up in my feed and I say, yeah, I'll give it a shot, I never regret it, but I don't usually seek it out. Which is stupid of me, because every time I watch something that has to do with war, whether it's fictionalized about a real war or it's an actual documentary like you were talking about, I never am upset that I spent time watching it. I always walk away enriched.
That's funny that you bring that up, because it's the exact same thing with me. I'm a huge fan of war films, and the other day my son and I were trying to find something to watch, and I think I went past three or four war films. And I think part of that is just, it's such a heavy subject matter.
Yeah.
That I think maybe some nights you're just like, oh gosh, that's a lot of emotion to toss on top of what may have already been an emotional day for me. I agree with you though. Every time I watch one, I just go, wow. And we, you know, I think with Dunkirk in 1917, I think we've had some phenomenal examples of the genre in the last few years, probably some of the better films that have come out of Hollywood in the last few years.
So when you said, when you were teasing Flyboys there a couple minutes ago, and you said a forgotten war, I, for whatever reason, I just immediately thought you were going to talk about Vietnam. But that, you know, because that one's called sometimes
the Forgotten War.
I mean, I guess,
or Korea.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I'm getting them mixed up. But you have a film about Vietnam on Crackle.
Yes, and I would argue that I think even if it isn't referred to as, I think Vietnam, if you ask your rank and file 20-year-old now to give you five facts about Vietnam, I guarantee you they would probably come up with nothing.
Yeah.
So I think it has become, you know, as you rightly point out, as we move, as time moves on, I think fewer and fewer people actually have an understanding of the complexities of that war, not only from a physical standpoint, but from a social and a political standpoint as well. And that's the great thing about this documentary series. We have Battleground Vietnam, War in the Jungle. It actually goes all the way back, and it talks about the basis of how we got involved in that war. I mean, it was a police action. We were there supporting allies, and then sort of in an instant, those allies pulled out, and we were kind of left holding the bag, which, you know, just ended up pulling us further and further into the mire of that war, for good and for bad. But it's complex, it's fascinating, and I learned a ton about it. I thought it was really, really well done. If you would like a better understanding of multiple aspects of that war, Battleground Vietnam is a great series.
Chris Woolsey, our streaming correspondent, is here on Memorial Day weekend suggesting Flyboys, suggesting you watch Battleground Vietnam, War in the Jungle. And I guess before we go, in between those, my assumption is that you will have some World War II material for us.
Yes, we have a ton. We've got a lot of documentaries about World War II, but we also have a lot of scripted features. One with one of my all-time favorite actors, Ozzie Davis, is called Proud. And this is the story of one of only two ships in the U.S. Navy with black crews that actually saw action in World War II. It's a phenomenal film. The performances are through the roof. And it's, again, I love films that spotlight little known aspects of things that I think that I know quite a bit about. And I don't really know much of anything about the involvement of African-Americans in terms of direct action in World War II. I know that there was, you know, a lot of social reasons as to why there wasn't a lot, but we've seen, you know, movies about Africa, the Tuskegee Airmen, which is great. And this is sort of a naval version of that story, highlighting the black heroes that fought and died in World War II.
Well, Chris, we're back to this point where I'm going to wish you a positive, good Memorial Day, but I'm not going to wish you a happy one because it just feels a little inappropriate. But always appreciate your time, especially this weekend.
Ryan, it's always the highlight of my month to swing by and nerd out about movies. And I also wish you a pleasant Memorial Day and all that entails. So thank you so much. And thanks to all the veterans out there who sacrificed so much so that you and I can live in a free country.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think that we can do is just educate ourselves on what these veterans, well, in Memorial Day, because Veterans Day is those who are with us, Memorial Day is those who aren't. Look at these documentaries, look at these films that we're suggesting, and get a history view of some of the things that maybe you didn't know about, especially with the Vietnam documentary series. That sounds really good, which is called Battleground Vietnam War in the Jungle. That's on Crackle. And Chris, again, thank you for being here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.